Good morning.
Music's coming.
So we start taking a comfortable seat, closing our eyes, and we begin with the breath. So just close your eyes and breathe a little. The breath that's deeper than what you normally breathe, that fills you up, that nourishes you. Now we'll let our head drop down and roll from side to side. As we come to center, let's bring hands to our heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity of mind, body, and spirit. Now, as we inhale, we'll circle our arms up and into the sky. And exhale, let your arms drift back down to the ground. You can keep your eyes closed or have them open, whatever's comfortable for you. Moving with your breath. Now one more time, reach your arms up into the sky. This time as you exhale, fold forward. Let your hands come down onto your mat. Step your feet back and step into downward facing dog. We'll push back away from our hands and press our heels up and down. Let your whole body stretch in this downward facing dog. Walk hands back to your feet, fold into a forward bend. Remember in this practice, these are your poses, this is your experience. So adjust them to your body so they feel good for you. Let's walk our hands forward again. We'll come back to downward facing dog. And then we lay our knees onto the mat. Move your hands so they're right underneath your shoulders now, cat and cow. Inhale, lift your head and your tail. And then as you exhale, draw your back up and into the sky and flow with your breath. Let's add a little more to this. Next exhale, come through your cat pose, down into your heel, stretch into your low back, and then drop onto your forearms as you slide back into your cow pose. And keep flowing like that. Through one more time. And when your hips touch down into your heels, walk your hands forward, maybe open your knees wider if you'd like, but find a comfortable child's pose. We'll come back here later, but know that anytime you'd like to stop and rest, you're welcome to come back here to child's pose. So let's turn our toes into the floor now, hips to the sky, and we're back to downward facing dog. Step your right foot forward. Touch your left knee on the mat. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands come back to the mat. We step the right foot back. And let's move our shoulders up and over our wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale and lower down. Inhale, roll your shoulders back. Lift your heart forward, cobra. And then hips slip back into heels, child's pose. And toes again into the floor, hips to the sky, back to downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward now. Right knee touches down, inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And then bring hands back to the mat. Step the left foot back. Shoulders again shift forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale and rise into cobra. And then hips slide into heels, child's pose. Toes digging into the mat, we lift our hips to the sky. And this time from downward facing dog, walk your feet up to meet your hands. Inhale, rise all the way up. And bring your hands down to your sides. Bring your shoulders up towards your ears and roll them around to the back and down. Go round and round. Feel the tension you're carrying in your shoulders begin to melt away. Now let's make these arm circles, reaching round and round with our arms. And then reach up one more time. Now bring hands into your heart. Look down and make sure you're standing at the very top of your mat. Sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach. Exhale, we slide the hips down and back, chair pose. Then come all the way back up again. If you'd like, you can lean back a little here and then dive down. Inhale, lift up halfway. Exhale, set your hands on the mat. Step your right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge, so your knee can be up or down. Inhale, arms to the sky. Exhale, hands to the mat. Step the left foot back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And with the exhale, back to downward facing dog. Take your right leg up into the sky now. And then step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. We'll reach up and then we'll touch the hands back down. Left foot steps to the front. Inhale, catch a wave of breath all the way up. And then slide down, chair pose. Inhale, up and into the sky. Again, lean back if you want to. And then dive down. Inhale, come halfway up with a flat back. And then hands to the mat, step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms circling up and then coming back down again. And the right foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank, exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And exhale, we go back to downward facing dog and we'll take our left leg to the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. We reach up and then we touch down again. Another right foot steps to the front. Inhale, up to the sky. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reaching up. Once again, you can lean back. And we'll dive down. Inhale, lift up halfway. Then bring your hands to the mat. This time, walk your feet back and find your way to downward facing dog. We started with the breath, but let's let the breath be our focus through this whole yoga practice. Keep that long, deep breath that you began with as we move now to our standing flows. Take your right leg up into the sky. Now step your right foot forward, lay your back foot flat down on the mat, and we step into warrior one. Find that deep breath and let it fill you up, let it nourish you. Now keeping the warrior one in our legs, let's reach our arms behind our back. We'll link our fingers together and push the hands and shoulders back as we let our hearts spread open. And then supported by our warrior legs, we begin to bow down. Just go to the place that makes sense for you. A little bit or a long ways, whatever feels right in your body. Now take your hands to the mat. Lay your left knee down onto the mat. Step your right knee next to your left knee, hands under your shoulders. Extend your right leg behind you, straight out. And as you exhale, bend your elbows and dip down toward the ground. Take an inhale back up. And then lower and lift with your breath. Plugging your elbows into your sides as you come up and down. Using the strength of your body, but also the strength of your breath. Next time you lower down, hover down near the ground. Elbows tucked in if possible, breathing in and breathing out. And then catch your next inhale back up again. Hook your right knee behind your left knee and push your hips back between your feet. Take a stretch into your back and arms into your hips. Now walk your hands in towards your knees. Sit down between your legs. Let's take a twist here. We'll take our left hand behind the back, right arm up to the sky. Now cross your right arm over your left thigh and let's take a nice twist to the left. As you twist, let your body rise up through your low back, middle back, upper back, the neck, the crown of the head, chin looking over the left shoulder. Now as the twist unwinds, we'll let it go to the other side just a little bit. And then we'll unhook the left leg over the right, walking our hands forward. Let's come back to downward facing dog. And we'll flow through the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. Now take your right leg up into the sky again. And take a very big wide step forward with your right foot. Lay your back foot flat on the ground. Let's open to warrior two now. Our body facing sideways, but looking straight over the right arm. Reaching from end to end. Still finding that deep breath. It fills you up and nourishes you. Again, the warrior stays in the legs as we reach a little bit forward. Turn the right hand over and reach back behind our head into reverse warrior. Left hand drips down the left leg as we find this big, beautiful side bend for the right side of the body. And bring your left hand up to meet your right hand. Turn your feet around to the long side of the mat as you draw hands into your heart. And then point your toes to the corners, sinking the hips down and back. We come to temple pose. Find a very centered place here. Legs stay the same. We reach our arms out parallel to the ground. Legs still remaining the same. We cross the right arm over the left, either hugging the shoulders or wrapping the arms together like eagle pose. Maybe the hips sink down a little deeper. Legs continue to remain the same as we unwrap the arms and let them reach overhead with wrists crossing above us. And then straighten the legs, unfold your hands at your heart. Walk your feet around to the long side of your mat, take hands to your hips and fold forward. We drop hands down to the ground and then walk our hands around to the front. Turn your feet so they face forward. Step your right foot back, side plank with the right hand on the mat. So either lay your right knee down and lift your left arm to the sky or take straight legs as you turn over and take your left arm to the sky. Let this side plank come back around. And we roll our way over into downward facing dog for the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhale, downward facing dog. And once again, take your right leg into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge with hands on the mat. Now as you inhale, come halfway up, reaching your arms out like wings. And then exhale, the wings come down as you lower. And then come like you're flapping your wings up and down. Next inhale, catch the updraft all the way up. Hands come into the heart. We'll take another twist. Take your left elbow across your right thigh and take a twist to the right. And again, we feel this twist in the low back, middle back, upper back, and neck, turning our head toward the right shoulder. Back around, hands come to the mat, we lay the left knee down. Shifting backwards, let's slowly straighten into the right leg, just to where it feels like the right amount of stretch for you. A little bit or all the way to the full splits, whatever works for you and your body. Forward again. With hands on the mat, we'll curl the left toes under, pick the left knee up, and then step the left foot up to meet the right. Inhale, rise all the way up. And bring hands into your heart. Step your feet hip distance apart. Let's explore back bend here. We'll make fists at our low back. As the feet push down, we roll the shoulders back and rise up, up, and away, curving into the place the back bend feels good for you. With a deep breath that fills you up, that nourishes you. And carefully bring your back bend up. Shift your hands under your hips, pour it down now into a forward bend. Hang into gravity a little. You can have your hands on the floor or your legs. You could wrap fingertips around elbows. You could sway, whatever feels nice. And take your hands to the mat. Step your right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge, hands on the mat. And then again, spread your wings halfway up and down with your breath. Next inhale, catch an updraft all the way up. Hands come to the heart. We hook the right elbow across the left thigh. Let's twist to the left. Chin to the left shoulder, lengthening as we twist. Now let your twist come back around. As you take hands to the mat, lay the right knee down, shift backwards. Let's take that stretch now into the left leg. Not too much, not too little, but the place that feels just right in your body. Now coming forward, plant your hands on the mat, turn your right toes under, pick your right knee up, and step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. And take your left leg up and into the sky. Take a very big wide step forward with your left foot. Back foot comes flat down, warrior two. deep breath fills you up, nourishes you. Now reach forward just a little, turn the left hand over, reaching back, reverse warrior. And then the right hand reaches up to meet the left. Hands to the heart as we turn our feet around to the long side of the mat, and then to the corners as we sink hips down and back, temple pose. Nice and grounded, deeply centered. And stay here, but reach your arms wide. And then left arm over the right, shoulders or eagle. And the eagle arms rise up with wrists crossed above us. And straightening the legs, we unfold the hands at the heart. Take hands onto your hips, turn your feet around to the long side of the mat. Pour yourself down. Hands touch the ground, then we walk our hands around to the front, turning the feet, where we'll step back to side plank with the left hand on the mat. So either lay your left knee down, right arm to the sky, or roll over with straight legs. Now come back around. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. One more flow, left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward, the back foot comes flat down. Warrior one. Swoop around behind the back. Fingers catch each other. We roll the shoulders back, push the hands back, allowing us to spread our heart wide open. And then again, we bow forward, supported by feet and legs. Bring hands to the mat, lay your right knee down, set your left knee next to the right knee, move your hands underneath your shoulders, extend your left leg straight behind you, exhale, bend the elbows, dip down, catch an inhale to rise back up, move with the power of your breath. Next exhale, hover down near the ground. And catch an inhale back up. Hook your left knee behind your right. Push back between your feet, take a stretch. Walk your hands in towards your knees. Roll over and sit down between your feet. Right hand behind the back, left arm up and into the sky. Cross your left arm over your right thigh. Let's twist to the right. Low back, middle back, upper back, neck, crown of the head. Now as it comes around, we allow it to go a little round the other side. Take your hands on your mat, come back on your knees, uncross your legs. Walk your hands back to their down dog spots, curling toes into the floor. We've come to downward facing dog for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. Now let's lay our knees to the mat, slip our hips into our heels, and find our way back to child's pose, where we'll lay ourselves down to rest. Still breathing that deep breath that fills you up and nourishes you. Up to the front of our mat, pressing our hands into the mat. We curl our toes under our feet, lift our hips to the sky, and step back into downward facing dog. Now walk your feet up to meet your hands. Take a nice easy inhale all the way up, and then bring hands into your heart. So we'll explore a little balancing now, stepping first onto our right foot. First pose today will be dancing Shiva pose. Arms reach to the sky. We link index fingers and thumbs in circles, bending the right knee and the elbows. Let's take our left leg out in front at an angle. You can step down anytime you need to. You can stand next to a wall for support. Now straightening the right leg, let's take our left hand on the left knee. We'll open that knee out to the side. And from here, let's move to tree pose. Take your left foot to the ankle, the calf, or the thigh of your right leg. Hands might be at the heart, they might reach up into the sky. And then we step down from tree pose, and for a moment, allow your body to move any way it wants to. And let's balance on the left leg now. Again, we start with dancing Shiva. Arms reach to the sky, index fingers and thumbs loop together, bend the elbows, bend the left knee, right leg angles out in front. Straightening the left leg, right hand takes the right knee and opens it out to the side. And from here, tree pose, right foot now, ankle, calf, or thigh. Hands at the heart or reaching skyward. And stepping down again onto 2 feet. Again, let your body move any way it craves. And then we'll take a nice big inhale, reaching up and into the sky. Exhale, fold your way all the way down. Set your hands on the mat, walk your feet back. Lay knees to the ground, hips to the heels. Find your way back again to child's pose. This time, walk your hands way off to the right. then we'll walk our hands back to the center again, and then way off to the left. Hands once again to center. And then we walk our hands in toward our knees. We'll crisscross our ankles, we'll slip right over the tops of our feet, and we'll come to sit. Now stretch your right leg out in front of you. Take your left foot to the inner right thigh. Turn and face your right leg. And as you inhale, reach up to the sky, lifting yourself upward. And then exhale, fold over your right leg in a forward bend. Close your eyes, allow your body to relax and release. Slowly, gently. Keep your right arm with your right leg. Take your left arm behind your back. Point it up to the sky and then take it over in a great big side bend towards your right foot. The whole left side of your upper body and arm enjoying a nice opening. And bring your left arm back up into the sky. And set your left hand on the floor behind your left hip. Come up onto your left knee and shin as you lift your hips up. Set your right foot down. Reach your right arm up and back. And then we'll come down again. And a change of sides. Extend your left leg out. Take your right foot to the inner thigh. Turn towards your left leg. Inhale, arms reach. We lengthen upward. Exhale, we'll fold over the left leg. Relax, release. Let your left arm remain with your left leg. The right arm reaches behind your back, up into the sky, and circles over into the side bend towards your left foot. Right arm back up into the sky. Now onto the floor behind your right hip. Step onto the right knee and shin, left foot touches the ground. Hips come up, the left arm reaches up and back. And come back down. And take your feet out in front of you. Catch the backs of your legs or your knees and roll yourself down onto your back now. Take a moment to get settled on your back. Take a nice deep breath that fills you up and nourishes you. And take your hands on your knees and open your knees wide apart. Hands to the floor behind our head. Now reach up into the center, lifting your head, shoulders up off the ground. And then come back down. Let your knees touch again, reaching up, and this time over to the left side of your legs. And then lower down. The knees open wide, we reach up and into the center. And come back down, let your knees touch. Reach up and over to the right. And coming down, our knees open wide, we reach up again into the center. Now, as we come down, let your right foot come to the floor. Cross your left ankle over your right thigh, reach around behind your right leg. As you lay your head down, draw the legs in toward you until you find a really nice deep opening in your left hip. And we'll take some time in this reclining pigeon pose to go deep into the tension of our right hip or our left hip, gently releasing. With a breath that fills you up, that nourishes you. Slip gently apart, uncross your legs. Take your hands on your knees, draw circles round and round with your knees. And then circle them around the other way. And as you come to center, spread your knees wide apart. Hands again behind your head to the floor. Reach up and then use your abdominal strength to move your body up toward the center. And then come down again. Knees touch, we reach up and over to the left. Coming down, the knees open wide, we reach up and into the center. And then lowering down, let your knees touch. Reach up and over to the right. Come down, the knees open, we reach again into the center. And let your left foot come to the floor. Right ankle crosses the left thigh. Reach around behind your left leg. As you lay your head down, draw your legs in. Go deep into your right hip now. With a breath that fills you up and nourishes you. Hands slip apart. We uncross the legs. We take hands on the knees. We stir them round and round. And then the other way. As we come to center, open your knees wide, hands to the floor behind your head. And reach up and into the center. Come back down, knees touch. We reach up and over to the left. Coming down, the knees open. We reach into the center. Come down, let your knees touch as you reach to the left, to the right. And come down, the knees open. We reach into the center again. Hold here a moment. And then grab the outsides of your feet. Bring them up like they could walk across the ceiling as your knees point to the sides of your ribcage.
Maybe even rock side to side a little. Now let your legs open into a great big V. You can slide your hands to your inner thighs. And then bend your knees. Take your hands on your knees, bring them together, and draw circles round and round. And go around the other way. And touch your feet onto the floor now. Spread your arms wide open. Heel toe your feet away from each other until you feel the edges of your mat underneath your feet. And then, like windshield wipers, drop both knees over to the right. And then slowly bring them up and over to the left. And continue rolling side to side. Go one more time to the right, and then once again to the left. And as you come to center, reach around, scoop up your knees, give yourself a nice big hug. We're ready to move into an inversion now. You have lots of choices. You could lay on your back and reach your legs to the sky. You could push your feet into the floor as you lift your hips up off the ground in a bridge pose. You could lift your hips and legs up above you, supporting yourself with your hands in a shoulder stand or a plow pose. Or if you have another inversion you practice, choose whatever might feel nice. And when you find your way there, breathe a deep breath that fills you up and nourishes you. Begin to slowly, gently lay your body back down onto the mat, touching each vertebra down as if it were a precious jewel. Until you've come all the way down again, then reach around and hug your knees, rock yourself side to side. Now let's step into fish pose. We'll set our feet on the floor. We'll slip our hands underneath our hips. Now stretch your legs straight out. Sit up on your fingertips. Tuck elbows underneath your back. And then let your head lay back as you reach your heart toward the sky. Okay. Carefully, the head lifts back up.
And we lay the fish pose gently back down onto the floor.
Hands slide out from underneath us. Instead, we'll reach our arms to the floor behind our head. Here, we'll lace our fingers together. We'll turn our palms around and give ourselves a great big stretch. Now reach down, gather up your right knee. Give it a hug into your body and then cross it all the way over your body to the left. And turn your head looking to the right. Your left hand fall gently away. The twist rolls you over and sets you back down onto the mat. You may need to straighten your body out a little, so do that. And then extend the right leg, left leg, right arm, left arm, lacing fingers together, turning palms around, really stretch into your body. And then take hold of your left knee. Give it a hug, cross it over you to the right. Turn your head to the left. And as we open into this last twist, allow your hips to soften, your forehead to smooth out, your jaw to loosen. Now the right hand slips to the floor. We let that twist roll softly over. And you're laying down again on the mat. Straighten yourself out. And then lay yourself down to the safe support of the floor. We've arrived now at our final relaxation. Lay your body down, palms open in a gesture of receptivity. Close your eyes. Breathe a nice deep breath that fills you up and nourishes you. Allow yourself to get all tucked in and comfortable. We'll have a story time today. One day, a professor entered his classroom and asked his students to prepare for a surprise test. They all waited anxiously at their desks for the exam to begin. The professor handed out the exams with the test facing down as usual. Once he handed them all out, he asked the students to turn over their papers. To everyone's surprise, there were no questions, just a black dot in the center of the paper. The professor, seeing the expression on everyone's faces, told them the following. I want you to write about what you see there. The students, confused, got started on the strange task. And at the end of the class, the professor took all the exams and started reading each one of them out loud in front of the students. All of them, with no exception, defined the black dot, trying to explain its position in the center of the sheet. After all had been read, the classroom silent, the professor started to explain. "I'm not going to grade you on this. I just wanted to give you something to think about. No one, not one of you, wrote about the white part of the paper. Everyone, all of you, focused on the black dot. And the same thing happens in our lives. We insist on focusing only on the black dots, the health issues that bother us, a lack of money, the complicated relationships with family, the disappointment with a friend. The dark spots, though, are very small when compared to everything we have in our lives. But they are the ones that pollute our minds. Take your eyes away from the black dots in your lives and enjoy each one of your blessings, each moment that life gives you. Be happy and live a life filled with love." Take a very deep breath in. With an inhale, slip easily into a nice long exhale out. And give yourself now a moment to create your own meaningful closure for your experience today. And roll yourself when you're ready over onto your right side for a moment, resting there. And then finally, let's meet sitting on the mat, all the way back to where we began, offering gratitude for your yoga practice today. And once again, we'll drop our head down and let it roll from side to side. I'm going to come back to center now. With an inhale, arms circle up into the sky. Hands touch together above us and come first to our forehead for blessings in our thoughts today. And to our lips for blessings in our words. And to our heart for blessings in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.